I invite men to come and prepare too. We're gonna celebrate communion together as a body of believers. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you belong to Jesus, if you've given your life to Jesus, receive the gospel, you're welcome to participate. Remember with us, take bread, take juice. If you're not a believer, you can let that pass by, but I'm gonna just invite you one more time. Receive the gift. Receive the gift, not of bread and juice, but receive the gift of Jesus. Recognize I'm a sinner. I deserve hell. I need a rescuer. I need Jesus to set me free, to wash me clean, to make me new inside. And simply ask. Simply get real and say, here's me. Here's my mess. Here's what I am. You already know. I'm not hiding anything. Would you forgive my sins? Would you wash me clean? Would you make me new inside? Would you give me your Holy Spirit to make changes on the inside so that I want the things that ultimately are for your glory and for my good? Bread reminds us of Jesus' body broken for us, for me. Juice represents his blood poured out on the cross. Because that's what I deserve, that's what my sins warrant. But he took my place as my substitute, as the Lamb of God who takes away my sins, paid my price. So as we serve bread and juice, reflect on Jesus. Reflect on what he did for you. Receive from him a good gift. Hold those in your hand, reflect on what he did. Once we've all been served, we'll give thanks and receive that together as a body. Jesus, thank you. What can we say but thank you? We look at ourselves and our dirty hearts and recognize that we recognize what we deserve. And we thank you that you are one who washes us clean, makes us new inside, puts your Spirit in us to transform the way we think and feel and what we want. And when we look to ourselves, it's a desperate situation because I don't trust me. And there's a big if there. But when we look away from ourselves to you, to your promises, they are rock solid. You have never once been unfaithful to one word you have ever said. And so we today again throw ourselves on your grace and your mercy and your goodness. We throw ourselves on your promises because we don't have any hope anywhere else. And we say thank you. Thank you for saving a wretch like me. Thank you for making this wretch your treasure. Thank you, Jesus, for laying down your life on the cross, so that I could have resurrection life inside of me. We receive a good gift from your hand, Jesus, and we say thank you. His body, broken for you, take and eat. His blood poured out to wash us clean, to make us new inside, drink.